Okay, there we go. It decided to work this time. Hello, welcome to the podcast. The new episode with dragons this time instead of Doctor Who. That went brilliantly and was definitely worth the errors that were happening. Also, I got Dad to open it like that, so I'm gonna stop now. This is my friend John, who will be talking to me about dragons for however long this podcast goes on for. You can
Hello.
introduce yourself now, John. Thank the great introduction. I don't really know how much of an introduction we need. Is that enough, do you think?
I don't know, but you never told me anything to say, so I just said
I
hello.
know, I.
Also, you kept cutting out, so I missed half the shit you said.
That sounds about right. Because Discord's being a bitch. I need to start looking at another place to do these where hopefully my mic won't cut out as much.
Yeah.
Okay. That's the intro. It's better than my last one, which was literally just hello. If you missed that, go watch it. You know, give me views, please. Please. How was your week, John?
Oh, it's been pretty good. Been up to quite a lot of stuff.
Okay. Any more or just that? I don't know.
You blanked me. You never told me you'd ask this question, so.
I gave you a list of things. Those are the talking topics.
I should probably get my list up and ready.
Yeah. Basically, what's. G yeah, I
Right.
probably should have explained this before we recorded, but it's too late now. We are exactly 1 minute and 43 seconds in, so it's too far to go back now. Basically, I'm going to ask you the questions that I sent you, and then we're both going to talk about it. I'll give my answers after you've given yours. That's how I did it in the last one. And,
Okay.
yeah. Got, is there any more you want to introduce about yourself? I probably should ask that first. Any facts or.
Not really much interesting about me.
Yeah, okay. Great intro. Okay. John, what does How to Train Your Dragon mean to you? Shit question, I know, but it's the best I got.
Well, I've been watching it for quite a while, since I was younger. I've always been interested in facts about the dragons. It's always intrigued me.
Fair enough. Yeah, and the same for me. Basically, for what it's just, it's one of those things that I don't remember the first time I watched it, but I've basically known it my entire life. In the sense that it's always been a big part of my life, and as John saw, as I showed him before the recording. I've built a fake peg leg for a cosplay that hasn't arrived yet. That's how much this franchise means to me. I spoke about cosplay, with Grace because I cosplay the Doctor as well. I'm gonna cosplay Hiccup eventually. And there's that. Yeah, that's. I think that's everything for that. This is gonna be a really short recording. We need to start having some more side checks. We're already on the third question. How did you
Holy
get into
shit.
the franchise, John? Feel free to sidetrack.
Like you mentioned, it's one of the things you don't really remember, and I've seen it so many times that it was probably something that when movie night came around with my family, saw it. I was quite into dragons, so I decided to watch it.
Yeah.
And ever since then, I've always loved it. Always waiting for the new seasons to come out.
Yeah, I
New
remember waiting
movies.
for new seasons of Race to the Edge to come out and then just binging them as soon as I could.
Yeah.
Yeah, the good old day. Yeah. I again, like I said, I don't remember when I got into it, and it's just been a big part of my life. And I'm pretty sure that's one of the things that me and you bonded over was our shared love for dragons.
Oh, definitely.
Definitely. It was superheroes and dragons when we met.
I remember the main thing that started a conversation between us, though. And it was neither of the things you've mentioned.
Well, is it Halo?
No, it was a
No.
YouTube channel.
Oh, yes, of course. There's two YouTubers actually that we both bonded over. Like, two YouTube channels, really. Because there was The Boys with, like, Molly
That's the one I was
Juicy.
thinking of.
Yeah, but there was also, we bonded over, like, Tiny Turtle and Little Lizard in the Little Club.
We did, yeah.
Because of their How to Train Your Dragon series, mostly, because we'd speak about that. Yeah, that was amazing. And
Tom Turtle started up.
Yes, I know. I remember it was, like, talking on the field at our secondary school. Just about the Little Club. And about their, like, whole dragons thing. I remember telling you about the Isle of Berk Minecraft mod as well.
Yeah. Yeah, you did that.
Yeah. And that's actually still going, technically, but it's under a different name now.
Yeah, he's also released a game on Roblox because of all the difficulties he had with Minecraft.
Yes, but it doesn't have any of the How to Train Your Dragon ones because of licensing.
Yeah.
Which, to be fair, was the biggest appeal to me personally, was the How to Train Your Dragon dragons.
Yeah, it was quite a huge factor of it, but I think they did pretty well with their own custom dragons.
Yeah, yeah.
That it's still enjoyable without.
Yeah, definitely. But the biggest thing to me about their Minecraft mod originally was that it was the first proper Minecraft mod that had How to Train Your Dragon dragons in, and it was like basically Pixelmon for dragons, because they were like the
same quality. And then they
improved it. Yeah.
Made it smooth.
Yeah, it was better than... It was both better and more unoptimized at the same time than Pixelmon. Because Pixelmon is a relatively optimized mod. I will give it that.
Well, I've got a question for you now.
Oh, go on.
What was your favorite of the custom dragons made by Little Club?
Oh, that's a good one. I don't actually know. I can't remember half of their names, to be honest, but I can, like, picture them in my head.
I'm pretty sure I can name most of them.
Yeah, that does not surprise me one bit. I quite liked a bunch of the dragons that, you know, the Fire Nations realm. There's quite a lot of the dragons that were in there I quite liked.
Okay. So you're a bad guy, then?
No, I just like the dragons. That's like saying, oh, you're a bad guy because you like Singed Tails. No, you just like Singed Tails. I hate Singed Tails, by the way. But we'll get on to
Terrible dragon.
Yeah, they are such a bad design, but we'll get onto that either later or in a different episode. That's what we can do in these, is we can rank dragon designs. Now, I don't know what we're doing for the rest of this podcast. I made it up last time with Grace, and we just said we're just going to review episodes, so...
That's fine.
We could do the same for this if we wanted, but or we could review dragons, speak about dragons, rank them, who knows. Do whatever. This is just basically whatever we feel like. Other than that, I liked the one that Little Kelly designed, but I don't know if that's because I actually liked it or because I had very fond memories of watching Little Kelly, so I was blinded by nostalgia. The Lotus Dragon, I think it was, yeah. I remember that one.
Me being a fan of Tiny Turtle, I'm going to have to stick with Myth Dragon.
That's fair. I did like that one as well.
The design was amazing.
Didn't they also have custom Furies, like Fire Fury?
They did later on, just before they had to finish the whole series.
Yeah, I quite liked the custom Furies. They were quite cool. I remember... speaking of that, I remember when on the Isle of Berk Discord server, someone made a custom texture pack that ported over all their custom Night Fury OCs and had, like, the models, you know, their first version that they never released to their Minecraft mod.
Yeah.
Yeah, it had models that were based on those. It was really cool, but it got discontinued.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a shame.
Yeah, but it was quite good. I do have very fond memories of watching the Little Club. I think, honestly, I prefer their original series, you know, where they had dragon mounts, just because of nostalgia, and it brings me back to a time when I was younger. Not because all the other ones are bad. It's just because of the fond memories I have waiting for them to upload those episodes and binging them all. And stuff.
And the preparation for the tier 5 dragons.
Yeah, and just everything. Okay. We're on the last two questions already, which is not good because we've just hit 10 minutes, which is like a fraction of the time it took for the other one. So,
which is right, we did just add a ton of conversation there.
Yeah, so we'll just add more. Okay, we could just add more questions on the end. This is just what I thought would fill it out. Who is your favorite character? And I don't know, because of the next question, I don't know whether to count dragons as characters or whether to count those separately. So we could go, what's your favorite human character and dragon character? And then go on to species afterwards.
Yeah, we could do that.
Okay, yeah, that's what we'll do then. So who's your favorite human character?
Favorite human? Okay. My opinion on this question has changed. A lot.
Oh.
Because originally, obviously, had to go for the OG haircut.
Obviously.
But currently, after switching a couple of times, I'm going to have to go with Viggo.
Viggo?
Yeah.
That is a shock to me. He is a very well written villain, though, and I would rather Viggo have been in Dragons 3 than Grimmel. Like, because Grimm was written really badly. Okay, let's hear your reasons of why you've switched sides to the Dragon Hunters.
Well, as you've already said, he was a really well-written character.
Yeah.
And even though he was in it for quite a while, I wish they'd have done more with him.
Yeah, he did kind of take a backseat. Especially earlier on, he took a backseat to his brother. Riker.
Yeah.
And then after that, he took a backseat just by not showing up, basically.
Yeah. But I feel like with how much they put into the character,
yeah,
he should have appeared more, either in the series or in something else.
I don't know what else he would appear in, though. Like, because
a new series or a movie.
True. I don't think he would show up in a movie, especially because he, you know, spoilers for Race to the Edge, but he kind of dies.
Yeah. Well, that's twice. What I dislike about what I've done. Like,
yeah.
Kills such a, I wouldn't say important, but I'd say he didn't get the chance to become such an important character.
I'd say he was quite important to the growth of the characters.
But he didn't get to have enough screen time of what he deserved. Especially with how much intelligence he had and what more he could have done within the story of House of the Dragons.
Yeah. I feel... The thing is, he wouldn't be in the movies for the reason that the movies and the TV shows are directed by different people, obviously. And they have very little connections. As in, the movies don't acknowledge the TV shows, it's only the TV shows that acknowledge the movies. Which is why there is discourse on whether the TV shows are canon. Especially because of the, things that contradict each other in the TV shows and movies. So. But I would have liked to see more of him in general. But we did get quite a lot of him, and obviously he was a lot more fleshed out as a dragon hunter than most other dragon hunters.
Yeah.
And what do you think of him kind of redeeming himself at the end before his death?
Alright, I've told this to multiple people before, and they did not like my opinion.
Oh?
But what they did with Dagger...
Yeah.
I feel like it would have been better if they did that with Viggo. With the whole redemption of becoming a good...
Okay. I don't... Kind of stumped. I don't know if I disagree, but I don't know if I agree either. Because I do... I think there was more setup for Dagger to become a good guy.
Yeah.
Because obviously we'd known him from the previous show, if you watch that, of Riders and Defenders of Burke. Which, speaking of, I was watching some of that earlier just because I felt like it. Oh, something just came up on my PC. Great. I think that picked up on podcast. Sorry about that. And I don't... I'd like you to... Because he wasn't used as much. Like, we didn't see him redeem himself up until literally, like, the last episode that he was in. So there wasn't really precedent for him to change at all. So he'd have to probably be really rewritten for that to work. I would have liked to see him become a good guy and stay for a bit longer as a good guy. But I do think the way he was taken out of the show was quite good for his character.
Yeah, they did take him out in a good way.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
And, like, I think it is more interesting that he get taken out and changed at the last second before he dies, rather than repeating Dagger's whole arc of learning to train a dragon after being a bad guy for however many years.
Yeah, that's... What I think is, I wish they'd have been switched. That Dagger was the one to sacrifice.
I think... Maybe, but I feel like there'd be a lot more outlaw if that did happen. And there'll be a lot more people saying, oh, Dagger should have been redeemed instead of Viggo. So I think I'm quite happy with the way it has turned out. But I can see it being interesting. I can see it working if it was switched. But I think I am happy enough with how it was written that it doesn't bother me at all.
Oh yeah, I'm not saying I'm not happy with it.
Yeah.
I'm no longer. Personally, I preferred it.
It would be an interesting alternate universe. Oh, sorry. What do you say?
I'm not saying that I'm unhappy with what happened, but I would have liked, or at least I'm curious as to what would have happened.
Yeah.
If the roles had been switched.
So it would be an interesting alternate universe for someone to explore in some sort of fanfiction. And I'd probably read some of it if it's well written. Because I've read a lot of, like, what would happen if this was different or whatever. And I did like that one episode in Race to the Edge where they all gave their idea of what would happen if Hiccup never shot down Toothless. Even if I...
Yeah, that is quite bold.
It was very iffily written, though, in my opinion. I feel like it could have been written better, but it was an interesting premise for an episode. I did quite enjoy it. Anyway, favourite dragon character?
Cloudjumper.
Okay, is that just because of the species? Or...
Mainly because of the species, but I feel like Cloudjumper is... from what we've seen, it gives off quite an intelligent species.
Yeah, the
they are quite compared to other things that we've seen, which I am quite curious about the species as well, because we don't get as much information on it with it being appearing later on within the franchise.
And we only ever see Cloudjumper as the only Stormcutter. There is no other Stormcutters apart from obviously like out of universe things like games and stuff.
Yeah.
Which obviously not canon. But, yeah, that's fair enough. I think all of the dragons are intelligent. Just some of them are naturally more intelligent than others. Like, obviously, Night Furies are very intelligent dragons.
Yeah, 100%.
Skrills are very intelligent. And have very good memory. And, yeah, obviously, Stormcutters are also very intelligent.
The Skrill gives off the vibe of a crow to me.
A crow?
Yeah, quite intelligent and also remember quite a lot.
Yeah, definitely.
But also just the vibe of the dragon as well.
Yeah. I realize I never actually answered the question about favourite human character.
Yeah, I was going to wait till we finished talking about the Stormcutter. And I was going to say, we need to bring back.
Yeah, I'll answer that in a minute after we've made sure there's nothing else to talk about Stormcutters. So, I'm going to say, I'm going to guess, but I know for a fact that your favourite dragon is also a Stormcutter.
Yes.
Yes, and it has been for several years. Has it been that for the entire time that I've known you? I think it has.
No, the entire time.
Has it not? What was it before?
Before the Stormcutter, I was a really big fan of, obviously, the Night Fury.
Oh, yeah, everyone's a fan of the Night Fury.
But, yeah. But other than Night Fury, I really like the Rumblehorn.
Because I feel like we don't very intelligent dragons.
Yeah, but I feel like we don't see as many smallish, beefy dragons.
I mean, I would hardly call the Rumblehorn small.
But compared to the other beefy dragons we see, for example, the World Beast, the Red Death.
That's because those two are like alpha dragons, whereas a Rumblehorn.
Yeah, but it's just they're all extremely large, whereas I don't feel, at least from my memory, I don't feel like we see many beefy tank-like dragons of a regular size.
I can only think of one, maybe two. Being, I'd say the Buffalord is quite a beefy dragon, considering it's basically a cow pufferfish with wings.
Yeah.
And another dragon that's like beefy. I don't know whether you count a Cavern Crasher as beefy, but they are very, very big dragons. They're about the same size as a Rumblehorn, they're just a lot flatter.
Yeah, I don't feel like it has as much strength to it as a Rumblehorn.
Yeah, that's true. Gronkles and Quakens are both quite beefy and chunky.
Ooh, I never thought about Quaken.
Yeah.
Yeah, we are thinking of dragons, but compared to how many dragons there are, agility focused.
Yeah, there's a lot more lanky, skinny dragons.
Yeah.
Like the Zippleback is very lanky, obviously. And that goes the same for the Snaptrapper, because it's basically the same dragon with twice as many heads and tails.
And Raincutter.
But yeah, Raincutters. Oh, there's like mud rakes that are kind of beefy as well. And, in fact, is it Mudraker? No, Mudrakers are lanky. Damn, I forgot what it's called. I'm gonna have to search this in a minute, because I can't remember this dragon. That's really embarrassing. Because I know, like, every other dragon on site.
About the Rumblehorn, I also like the fact that it's a tracker dragon. And in the back of my mind, I'm just thinking of just like a rhino or a tank that knows exactly where you are.
Yeah, I'd say Rumblehorns are tank beetles with wings. Not tank, rhino beetles.
The thought would be terrifying, but I love that fact.
Yeah. Fuck, what is it called? Shovelhelm and Snapplefang and Snifflehunch. Those three. They're quite beefy dragons. They're slightly smaller than a Rumblehorn, but they're like really chunky.
Yeah.
But like most of the other dragons are quite lanky or agile focused. Like the Night Fury is like the most agile dragon of them all. Dragons 1. In Dragons 2 and 3, he becomes less agile. Because his face becomes pugified, squished.
Yeah, they seem to focus more on other dragons, which does make sense.
Yeah.
But it feels like they've also kind of nerfed the Night Fury compared to what it was.
Definitely. I think we can all agree that the Dragon's 1 design of Toothless is the best design of Toothless.
Yeah.
And it just progressively gets worse, to be honest, in my opinion. I think Dragon's 2 is the second best. Because I know they slowly try and make him look cuter, but he was cute in Dragons 1, but he also had a level of deadliness to him. Whereas, slowly he just becomes clumsy and more dog-like. You know, we've gone from Stormcutters to Night Furies. So, I think we've said everything there is about Stormcutters.
And Rumblehorns.
And Rumblehorns, and whatever other dragon we've spoken about. I haven't spoken about any of like the generic ones, like a Monstrous Nightmare.
Yeah. Who's your favorite human character?
Favorite human. Well, as you said previously, you kind of have to at least partially go with Hiccup because he's the main protagonist. But aside from Hiccup, who also I do relate to very heavily, just various reasons. I can't even explain why. It's just he's sort of an outcast and, you know, most people tend to be an outcast at some point in their life, so most people relate to Hiccup. But other than Hiccup, I think one of my favorite characters... I don't know. But there's like not a character that I really think that I don't like. And there's various aspects of most characters that I do like or find enjoyable. Like, I don't think I'd want to be friends with like a character like Snotlout. But there's certain parts of his comedy that are really good and I like. I also like... I'm gonna say I like Astrid because her whole concept, which is why I don't particularly agree with what they've done with not giving Astrid blonde hair in the live action. It's not because, oh, she doesn't look like an animated character. I don't care about that. It's partially more so to do with the fact that Astrid's character concept in the animation is that she goes against the dumb blonde stereotype by being more proactive in her society than Hiccup is. Like, she's more dedicated to killing dragons, at least in the first film, anyway. And she just goes... She's really smart and intelligent, and she goes against the stereotype, which makes for an interesting character. If that makes sense?
Yeah.
And I'm not just picking that, because, oh, it's another main character. Look at me, I'm generic and boring. I have my reasons of why I like characters. Favorite dragon character? Okay. I mean, again, you kind of have to go with Toothless because he's meant to be your favorite, basically. But other dragons that I do like, I quite like. I quite like the gimmick to the Snow Wraith.
Okay.
With the whole, it senses more on heat than its actual vision.
Yeah.
I thought that was a really cool twist on the dragon. And it makes sense on an evolutionary standpoint. Instead of just being, oh, look at this, it's a cool power. I also kind of annoyed that the toy of the Snow Wraith is so hard to get a hold of, because I'd love to have one. I'll have most of the dragon toys, to be fair. I like the Death Song, obviously. I say obviously.
The Death Song is quite an intriguing dragon, yeah.
It's very, very cool. It's also one of the first dragons you see in Race to the Edge.
It's
new dragon. No, I'm pretty sure one of the other first is Slitherwing, isn't it?
I don't remember Slitherwing being in Race to the Edge.
Slitherwing was in Race to the Edge. Several times.
It's been a while since I've seen it.
Yeah, I need to go rewatch it probably. But I'm pretty sure it's on the first island, it's the Slitherwings.
It like, could be.
Oh, this is a great island, then there's just these massive poisonous dragons that look like snakes. Oh, that might be big eels, actually. Anyway. That's besides the point. I do like death songs. Just, they're really cool dragons, and we got a musical episode out of it, and I'm not a big fan of musicals normally, because normally, they don't make sense to me. Because it's just people randomly singing. But it made sense in-universe, which is why I enjoyed the musical episode of Race to the Edge, where they all had to sing. And it's just funny seeing all these characters sing to a dragon. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. You kind of answered this one with your favorite. But we'll go aside from Stormcutter. If you could train one dragon, what dragon would it be? So if you were in How to Train Your Dragon, and
I could train a dragon.
Yeah, if you could train a dragon. It's just like, you know how, like, Dagger has, like, multiple dragons?
Yeah.
If you had one dragon that you started with, so you could always change, but if there's one dragon you started with, what dragon would it be? So what would be your Shattermaster, basically?
I feel like I would follow Snarle out and go with Monstrous Nightmare.
Oh.
Because you get all the cool perks of an amazing dragon. But also the fact that Hawkfang and Monstrous Nightmares in general are shown to be such an aggressive species.
Yeah.
I feel like that would help with training dragons later on, if I were to train another one.
That's true.
Because anyone can tame a calm dragon.
Yeah.
But to be able to understand and calm down an aggressive dragon, I feel like would be very useful.
True. It would also be good for you building skill to be able to calm down an aggressive dragon.
Yeah.
Not just intimidating the dragon. You'd build the skill.
And also take a few hits from a strong dragon as well, as we've seen from Snotlout.
True. But what if you ended up with a Monstrous Nightmare that kind of didn't like you? Like Hookfang doesn't like Snotlout that much. And we'll just abandon him at whim. So you're kind of rolling the dice there.
Yeah, with the Monstrous Nightmare. I think it's worth it.
And plus, you say Monstrous Nightmares are very violent, but there is quite calm Monstrous Nightmares as well, like Fanghook, Gustav's Monstrous Nightmare.
Yeah, that's why I said they usually are said to be aggressive species.
It all depends on previous experiences of those dragons, because in Race to the Edge, we've seen dragons that would normally be quite calm, including a Monstrous Nightmare, because they are relatively calm if they're not under threat. Just, like, attacking any human, because they've obviously had experience with hunters.
Yeah, for example, when Freddy Johan was attacked by a group of dragons.
Before, you know, he was rewritten to be evil.
Yeah, I thought the dragons could sense something.
Yeah, they knew about the plot twist that hadn't even been written yet.
What dragon would you try, Shrein?
One minute. Sorry about that. Siblings. Anyway, I'm guessing your second dragon would probably be a Stormcutter.
Yeah, probably would be a Stormcutter.
That makes sense.
Another thing I forgot to mention about the Stormcutter that I find quite interesting, and I also feel like would work well if I were to train one, is the fact that they climb.
They do, yeah. Quite a lot of dragons can climb, actually. At least the ones that have, like, hooks on their wings.
Yeah, we've seen a Stormcutter hang upside down on ceiling.
We've seen Monstrous Nightmares do the same.
Yeah. So, two climbing dragons that I'd go for.
Yeah.
But I've always been a fan of, like, climbing trees, climbing walls, that sort of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like that's something that would work with me and those dragons.
You'd train by climbing up a tree with your dragon.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
If I'm wearing the dragon that can hang upside down, I'm going to have to get used to it.
Yeah, that's true. We've kind of gone through all the questions, so...
Alright, I've got a big question here.
Oh, okay.
Other than one that we have mentioned previously of what if Hiccup didn't shoot down Toothless?
Yeah.
What's another what if that you can think of, like a major what if?
Oh, I have a very big what if.
I've got quite a big one as well.
Okay, it might be the same big one. Do you want me to go first or do you want to go first? I feel like it might
You go
be.
First.
My you biggest first, what if you. Is what if Astrid never stopped Hiccup from leaving in the first movie?
Okay. We've got different ones then.
Oh, okay. Because I'm going to quickly explain mine before you go on to yours. Because obviously in the first movie, after Hiccup gets pronounced he's going to kill the dragon. He just packs his bags and straight up is ready to leave. It's only because Astrid follows him that she stops him from leaving, and they actually find the dragon's nest. So what if she never followed him? He's just like, okay, Toothless, we're leaving. Forever now. And then just flies away. And just, his dad just has lost both his wife and his son. And doesn't even know where his son's gone. His son's just disappeared. And obviously,
Hiccup, I do like that one.
Hiccup's just, what's going to happen to Hiccup? Where's he going to go? Because obviously, I reckon he'd probably find his mum a lot earlier.
Yeah, I feel like eventually he would still somewhat end up being the same Hiccup.
I feel like he would, but he wouldn't at the same time. There's a few changes.
I feel like he'd be more prepared for combat. Like he'd be stronger, I feel.
He'd be a lot stronger. I feel like he'd be less of a peacekeeper because he doesn't have the knowledge that he can convince people. You know how he managed to convince his dad and the other kids that dragons aren't a threat? But obviously, if that never happened because he ran away, he's going to be a lot more aggressive because he thinks, oh, people don't change. I've got to defend the dragons. So he'd go...
Yeah, because then when he learns about Drago, he wouldn't be confident to be able to convince him to change his mind.
Yeah, no, he wouldn't be like, this is great, we can go speak to Drago together and change his mind. No, he's like, Toothless Plasma Blast, and kills him. Because, yeah. And again, I feel like he'd obviously meet his mum a lot earlier. And I don't know how that would go. I feel like it would go very similarly. But Hiccup would be more emo, I guess. Because obviously he's not convinced his entire village to change. And also he wouldn't have any backup from the other riders. Because up until he meets his mum, he only thinks he's the only one that knows that dragons are friendly. So he'd end up being some feral vigilante dragon person.
I feel like eventually, though, he would end up training as many dragons as possible to then take back to Burke and prove that dragons can be tameable.
It would be his villain just arc. To prove. I feel like Hiccup would honestly be a villain if he didn't stay.
Not that kind of goes on to mine.
Oh.
My what if is, what if after Stoic had disowned Hiccup, Hiccup had decided to free Toothless and become a villain?
Oh.
Like, not a dragon trapper, not a dragon hunter, but he goes against all Vikings with an army of dragons that he trained instead of enslaved.
So if he renounced being a Viking properly because he got disowned?
Yes.
Okay, I think
it's something cool of a series of Burke going against this unknown dragon rider. Because then the final arc turns out to be Hiccup.
That'd be very interesting. That's quite a good one, actually. I feel like they do kind of fit together, mine and yours. Like, they don't, but they kind of do. I feel like they'd end up with a very similar end point.
Yeah, like, yours is more him just leaving and doing as much as he can as the same person, whereas mine is more focused on going against the Vikings.
I feel like, thing is, though, Hiccup, in my theoretical, would end up eventually going against the Vikings as well, because obviously all he knows is all these other Vikings are trapping and killing dragons.
Yeah, let's see what you mean there.
So, I feel like eventually he'd come to, like, I don't know, just feel, like, grow hatred towards the Vikings. It's either that, or he would literally just run away and go live on an island on his own with Toothless. There's, like, two outcomes.
I feel like if these what-ifs were to happen, I feel like he's more likely to end up with Heather over Astrid.
Yeah, probably. Which, yeah, actually, there'll be no reason for them to actually meet Heather. Like, Heather and Dagger. Dagger would be known because obviously he becomes a chief.
Yeah.
So that whole episode in Riders and Defenders of Burke, I can't remember which one, where Dagger comes over and it inspects Burke, will just go down how it's supposed to. But
Nightshades.
But like there'll be no reason for Heather to be introduced.
I feel like they'd still find a way to introduce her.
Yeah, they'd probably, like, Heather would probably be found eventually.
I feel like it'd be that Hiccup ends up finding her instead of the people on Burke.
Snotlout.
Yeah,
the group. Finding her. Because, yeah, if you... That was a very weird episode, actually. Snotlout just put dibs on a woman.
It's Snotlout. I'm going to do that.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah. Yeah. Heather would definitely still get introduced. But I don't think she'd be exactly the same character.
No, I don't think
she'd just be the same character in name only, really. Because there'd be no reason for Alvin to capture her parents, or adoptive parents, which would then mean there's no reason for her to get sent to Burke to spy and try and steal the book. So yeah, like she'd be a completely different character, basically.
Yeah.
Like, she'd still probably have her base attributes of being a caring person and stuff. But beyond that, I don't think...
If that whole thing didn't happen, it skips straight to Heather we seen Race to the Edge.
Yeah.
With Windshear.
Thing is, though, the reason she has Windshear is because of what she learned at Burke.
Yeah, yeah.
So, if she didn't learn that at Burke, she then wouldn't end up with Windshear. So I feel like Hiccup would probably still end up actually alone, rather than with someone.
In this case, he would end up alone.
Yeah.
I'm kind of adding another what if to my what if.
Ran away, found Heather, helped her train Windshear, and they got together.
Yeah.
I think Heather and Hiccup are the best alternate ship, apart from obviously Hickstrid.
Yeah.
Definitely. Also, we never actually find out who Heather ends up with.
No, because we kind of... They kind of hint toward it in Race to the Edge with Fish Legs, but...
Fish Legs then ends up with Ruffner.
Yeah.
And there's no way Heather's going out with Snotlout. So Heather probably finds someone on Defenders of the Wing Island.
Yeah, probably.
Just some random NPC that looks identical to Hiccup. Just with a mask on.
But I also feel I think she'd also be the type of person to focus more on leading.
Yeah.
More over her
relationships.
Relationships and stuff.
Probably. You know what's funny though is if she does, like, just find someone on Defenders of an Island, all of those soldiers are literally Hiccup and Heather models with different clothes on, and obviously Hiccup with two legs.
Yeah.
Which is really funny, because it just means it's an island full of clones of her and Hiccup. Apart from Marla and Grog, or whatever his name is. The one that tries to kidnap Ruff. Anyway, we've actually ended up... This has been 43 minutes. So, this has been longer than the Doctor Who one.
I told you, we'd end up going on to a different conversation.
This is what happens when I speak about things that I like with people that also like those things. Which is why I have a podcast about it. It's 44 minutes now. So, is there anything more you want to add, or do you think we should end it here? I think...
I say we end it and save it for another time.
Yeah, I think we'll end up having one, like, 10-hour-long video
of us talking. We could easily do that.
And there'll be no other episodes of How to Train Your Dragon podcast. No.
Yeah, I feel like we definitely need to, like, text and get on call to prepare more for this, though.
Yeah, if we just...
Or just in general.
Because, obviously, this isn't coming out the day it's been recorded. This is being recorded on a Saturday, and it's probably going to release on Monday. I can set it to schedule to auto-post. But if we just record every Saturday, or every other Saturday, then we'll just be speaking a lot more anyway, and we could just speak afterwards if we record earlier and whatnot, or speak before and record later or whatever. You get what I mean?
Yeah.
But yeah. Okay, I'll end the recording now. Thank you for, I was going to say watching, as if I'm making a YouTube channel or stream. There is no visuals. This is purely an audio podcast currently. I am looking into making a YouTube like version of it that has visuals. I just need to decide what the visuals are going to be. But we'll get to that another time. And yeah. Thank you for listening. Spotify and or website. I forgot what it's called. Hang on. RSS.com website people. Thank you for listening. This was fun. I quite enjoyed this. Tune in next time, please, for, you know, if you enjoyed it. If not, bye, I guess. Bye.